Right, good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 17th of September. It is EPL preview time, and I am joined by Scotty Boy. All right, son.
Oh, good afternoon, Ian. No song today?
No song today. No, we'll get on to that in a minute. We'll get on to that in a bit. We will cover something there. But no, you're all good.
Yeah, really good, and just glad to be back, Ian.
Just glad to, yeah. Well, you're stepping on thin ice, so we don't know how long this is going to continue the way you've been carrying on this week. Right, we got a bit of admin to go through, Scotty. You've got quite a bit of admin. I've been here since Monday. See, they've missed me. Unfortunately, just family stuff Tuesday. Can't even remember what I was doing Wednesday, and then obviously we were out yesterday, which I'll get to in a bit. I have got this routine. I've just got into a routine now. As you know, I used to get up and do the football process at 4 a.m. and that for FDD, and that stops, so I don't have to do it anymore. But I still wake up every single night, 2, 3, 4 o'clock. And the first thing I do, without fail, normally go for a pee. And then, that's what happens when you get to 50. Anyone younger than 50, this is what comes down here. And then reach for the phone or the iPad and have a quick scour of the news. And I get annoyed at myself every time I do it because it's just shit, isn't it? Even the news, complete and utter shit.
And it probably wakes you up a bit.
Well, yeah, I'm wide awake anyway. And then, I mean, I think part of it is I grew up like watching 4 TV channels and the test card.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have a quick scare of the news, then I'll go on Twitter, see if anybody's got hold of me, hit something. And I always look at the best, I always look at the things that are trending just to see if there's anything happened in the world, you know, like, I don't know, terrorist attacks or whatever. They're trending, stuff like that. So I hit that. So this week, I don't know what day it was, Tuesday, Wednesday, two things trending. And they're both two things in life, genuinely, that I could never ever do. One was Richard Madeley was trending, and I haven't heard the name Richard Madeley for about 20 odd years. And I thought, what the fuck's he trending for? And I see, clicked it, and it's something to do with he's on Breakfast TV now.
Yeah, he's on there regularly, I think, at the moment.
And I thought, fucking, who gets up in the morning and their first thought process is to put the fucking TV on and watch fucking shite like that? I just don't get it. There's fucking so much more to be getting on with in the morning. Showering, having a cup of tea, getting ready for your day to watch that. Well, they're all fucking morons, but I mean, it was Anne Diamond. The last time I watched Breakfast TV would have been Anne Diamond and Nick Owen. I couldn't even tell you it was on BBC because it was dull as dishwater. But I couldn't do any of that. So fucking hell, what is going on? No wonder the world's going to shit. People are getting up to watch Richard fucking Madeley in the morning.
Yeah, because he's getting that liking at the moment. They're saying that he's trying to be more and more like Alan Partridge on there for some reason.
Well, he's just a dick, isn't he? He is just a fucking dick. He's a shoplifter, isn't he? Isn't he the one who got done for shoplifting?
God, I don't know.
I think he got done for shoplifting ages ago. And then, so I went to the next one down, and it was the Met Gala.
Oh, yeah?
Was the next night. Oh, fucking, what is all that about? What is all that about? When I went to New York, I went to that museum. I gave a fine guided tour of the artwork in there, basically standing there going, that's a load of shit, that's a load of shit. People listening and looking at me. But art is a load of shit, isn't it? Honestly.
I'm not a fan.
Some of the stuff that fucking people put up and they try and pretend it's worth a load of money.
Squiggly lines and stuff. Yeah,
All these fucking, I mean, what's her name? In this, like, it had Met Gala and it had some pictures. Like, Kim Kardashian had turned up like she was going to rob the fucking place.
You wouldn't have known it was her, would you?
She had a full, like, balaclava and that on. What's all that about? What the fuck is going on?
It was strange.
Why don't they, if they want to support it? They're all fucking minted. Just all give a million.
Yeah.
Fucking do away with all that shit.
Yeah, save themselves the night out, yeah.
It's an absolute fucking shambles. So there are two things in life. If I ever got invited to the Met Gala, if you're listening, Met Gala people, fuck you, I ain't coming. And I'm never going to watch fucking breakfast TV ever. So I've got to find something new to do, basically. The bottom line of that is something at 4 o'clock, I've got to find something else to do than because this new. Because then it just annoys me. I think when I was younger, I used to tug to Demi Moore or something. I've got to find something else to do.
Yeah.
I need something else to fill my time. Fucking that Met Gala thing. Honestly, you got what's her name? Ocasio Cortez, like Tax the Rich. It costs about fucking 30 grand to go to this thing. She's just about to walk in and indulge herself in a load of fucking food and drink with millionaires. And she's got Tax the Rich on the back of her fucking dress. Fuck's sake, honestly. And then this morning, I've got loads to go through. This morning, you're talking about singing. Literally, just I phoned you earlier, so I'm going to make some lunch. I took the dog for a walk, made some lunch, put the radio on while I was making some lunch. Elton John comes on. I love Elton John. But he comes on with, is it with Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa, yeah. I've not heard the song, but I know they are.
That's just it's a fucking calamity. I think it's got to number one. All it basically is a load of his old songs. Just take different lyrics for him. And sing him. So he's got a bit of Kiss the Bride, a bit of Sacrifice. I could do that. I could do an FTS version of that, go through all the songs I've sung and just take a couple of lines from each one and make a few mil.
I knew they were collaborating, but I didn't realise it was that.
I know, he sings a bit of Sacrifice. She goes into a bit of Rocket Man. A bit of Kiss the Bride comes on. It's basically... take some lines out. Basically, they've taken his songs, they've got all the lyrics, cut them up in paper like a party game, cut them up in lines, put them in a hat, and then pulled out about 50 of them and just put them in any order and said, right, let's sing that. That's basically what they've done. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do an FTS one. Right, that's current affairs dealt with. That's the current affairs. That's the current affairs slot done. Fucking sucks. I surround myself with idiots, and there is a danger. There's a danger, Scott, that you fall into this. I don't rule anybody out, but you are positively Einstein compared to them fucking two. I can tell you.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said.
As is, they're even making the Kardashians look like fucking Einstein as well. So as you well know, we've got a little group where I put some bets in. One of those bets being my very own personal halftime tour heads trying to help people out.
Yeah, excellent they are.
So I talked about actually rather than trading them, straight betting them is without doubt the most.
Yeah, I remember you saying, yeah.
Running about 70%, fantastic stuff. So one of the guys in there, Graham, contacted me. A couple of the guys have contacted me about bots. Somebody's got bot manager, somebody else. Graham contacted me about Bet Angel.
Oh, yeah.
I've solved this on Bet Angel for you if you want, because obviously it depends on the scoreline, what market you bet. So if it's 2-0,
yeah.
You know. He said, I've solved it for you. I've tested it. It's okay. Perhaps send the files to me, give them a test. I tested them, thought, yeah, that seems to work okay. We had a couple of issues which we fixed between us. I thought, right, I'm ready now to let the guys in this group have this if they've got Bet Angel. But before I do that, I will just test it out on the two fucking stupidest people I know, because if I can get them to get it working...
anyone can, yeah.
Then we know the rest is all cut okay.
Yeah.
And Scott Blaber I included, because Scott has been getting up at 3 o'clock to do the US ones, and then he's got to get up in the morning and coach a bit of tennis. And I also like the fact that when he gets up, the alarm goes off and wakes Kerry up as well, which is fucking beautiful. It's like a win double. I might not give him the bot. So I said to them, I thought, this is like a 5-6 minute job. Literally, I've got the files in Dropbox, that Angel files. There's only two rules. All they got to do is import them. I'll show them how to set it up. It's a 5-6 minute job. So I did it Wednesday night. I said, right, guys, Wednesday night, I had a Zoom at 8 o'clock with another FTS member to go over some Excel sheets, which I'll have more on going forward. The guys built some fantastic Excel sheets for
excellent.
Alongside Ultimate. Really good stuff. And I wanted to go through that with him and see how he uses them. So I'd arranged that for 8 o'clock. So I said to the two clowns and the Kardashians, Zoom at 7:45. I'll get you these files installed. Thought it'll be a 5-6 minute job. job done. I could probably have time to make a cup of tea and then speak to the next guy. So 7:40, yeah, we're there. Great, marvellous. 7:45 on Zoom. Kelly turns up. Kerry and Scott turn up. No Suggsy. I'm like, where's your fucking mate?
A bit late for golf as well, isn't it? So
Where's your mate? Oh, I don't know. Ring his phone. He's not there. You get the voicemail. He's got one of them fucking annoying voicemails as well, where he's actually, like, it's a computer message, but he's recorded his own name bit in it.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than just being the BT woman or whatever, going, sorry, no, if I take your call, he's got, hello. And he goes, Sunksy. He's not available to take, and then it goes off. Hello, Sunksy. So I get that. So I ring him again. He's fucking asleep.
Oh,
7:45 in the evening. He's fucking asleep. So he comes on all bleary eyed, and that's just the start. Then it was genuinely like summing out of a fucking sitcom, a Monty Python sketch. Right, guys, I've got these files in Dropbox. All you got to do is go into Dropbox, open Bat Angel. On Bat Angel, open Guardian. Go to the automation tab. There's a button, import rules file. Kevin Kelly. There isn't on mine. He's just staring gormlessly at it. There is, Kevin. It's there. It's like import a rules file. No, not on mine. I've got apply rules. I've got edit rules. No, Kevin, again, there's a drop down box of the rules in there. Yeah. There's one that create a new rule. Yeah. There's no import rules. No, Kevin, just left a bit. Right. Oh, yeah. There it is. Oh, yeah. Suggsy completely the wrong version. Had to get him to install a new one. Right, go to the Bat Angel website. Download. Where's download? Honestly, fucking absolute calamity.
Quarter of an hour wasn't long enough.
No, well, I had to email the guy and said I'll be about 20 past eight. I'm dealing with some idiots. So eventually we get to the stage where we've got all the Bat Angels updated. We get the rules in. Right, this is how you use it. What I'd like you to do, guys, is set it up on Atlanta Cincinnati tonight. There was a game kicking off about midnight. Set it up on that game. We'll liaise in the morning, see where it is. Get up in the morning. All right, guys, how did Guardian get on?
Didn't bet anything.
Scott Blaber's wife has shut his down. And the other two have left auto updates on, so they've restarted and they haven't done anything either. I mean, just dealing with absolute muppets, complete muppets. And then yesterday, so I said, right, we'll have another go. Now, that was Wednesday. We'll have another go today. Right, set it up for the West Ham game. How'd you get on Guardian, the boys? Kevin Kelly this morning. How'd you get on Guardian? Oh, my boy unplugged it to plug in his hairdryer. Well, I fucking hate people who use air dryers anyway, for obvious reasons.
But yeah, same.
Fucking, honestly, I mean, yesterday Kevin's wife and his boy popped in, to be fair. They popped in to say hello because they were going to see a show. His boy is an absolute lovely, lovely lad, I will say. Despite the fact he uses air dryer and supports West Ham, he is a lovely, lovely lad. He's what you'd call a strapping lad. Spoke well. He was taking his mum to a musical, which I just thought was really nice. Just an absolute top, nicely rounded guy. I'm telling you now, if genetics were anything like fucking horse racing, there would definitely be a steward's inquiry.
Yeah.
To a fucking related. Definitely. It's just been a week of dealing with fucking knobs. And then
that's a compliment. I've not spoken to you much this week, so that's a good sign.
No, well, that's what I've been doing. And then, of course, yesterday was the FTS Degenerates Day at the Betcham in Arms in London. Always a day I get up with a bit of trepidation because you don't know who you're going to meet or see. Most people are names and emails to me. But it was good fun, you know, amazing that you put 500 quid behind the bar. So I basically said, right, there's 500 quid tab, guys, drink away. It's like fucking Olympics drinking all of a sudden.
Yeah, you got a load when of Usain there, Bolts there.
When I got there, there was like three or four of them sat in the corner sipping some beer with Art boring the shit out of them like that. And then all of a sudden, like the bell went, And fuck me, it was like just a fucking race. Can we? How much can we get down us? Absolute fucking shower, a lot of them. But no, it was actually a really good day. One of the guys asked me, he said, why do I do it? And genuinely, you know, lots of people think, oh, why would you do that? What's the agenda? No agenda. I do like face-to-face seeing people. I think you find out a lot more.
Face to name and that, yeah.
Yeah, face, exactly. Face to names. You get a lot more just from body language, speaking to people about betting and things, than you ever do from email. Really good. I mean, Rob Wyman, one of the guys, came from Wales. I hadn't seen Rob for about 12 years. It was lovely to see him again. He's a real
fantastic effort.
Real top FTS lad he is. And obviously meet some of the new guys. So I think everybody had a good time.
From what I've seen in the group, everyone loved it.
Yeah, I think it was good fun. I think a few of them stayed till quite late.
Yeah.
They knocked all the money out. I thought I might get a little bit back, but that weren't happening. And then just on KK, just the one final one, which is last night. I told a story back in the summer when I went to a restaurant with them in London. I took them out in the summer. The restaurant we went to in wherever it's called, can't remember what one it is. The Ramsay, Heddon Street Kitchen.
Yeah,
Heddon Street Kitchen Ramsay. So I took Suggsy and
I remember
KK and that there, and KK ordered the ribeye well done. Because he's an heathen. And he sat across from me eating away nicely, and Suggsy was fucking jabbing me in the ribs, trying to cut a bit of fucking leather. And KK was eating Suggsy's steak nicely, like completely fucking oblivious to what he's ordered and what he's eating. He did it again last night to Gary Smith. He ate Gary Smith's curry last night. Gary Smith ordered a duck masala, I believe. Kevin's ordered a chicken tikka masala. The old waiter's come out, duck masala. Kevin Kelly's gone, yeah, that's mine. Fucking chowed half of it. Chowed half of it. Gary sat there, poor fucking empty plate. When they come out, Gary's thinking, where's my duck masala? They bought a chicken tikka. Oh, fucking Kev's, don't go to dinner with the fucker. Don't have food anywhere fucking near him. He's incapable of knowing what fucking food he's ordered and what he's eating.
It sounds like he always prefers someone else's choice as well.
I've been to two restaurants with the fucker and he's eating somebody else's meal. It's unbelievable. Yeah, incredible. Right, let's get into the football. Though people aren't paying to listen to this. Well, they're not paying, actually.
No, that's what I was thinking.
People aren't tuning in to listen with this. Oh, that's a stressful morning. FC fucking Vizela. That's all I'm going to say. FC Vizela. Yeah. Right. Last week, my main bet, the old Toffees, romped home, son. Never, ever in doubt.
No.
Few sweaty palms from Pete when they went 1-0 down. Absolutely never in doubt. Spurs were absolutely dismal. They are dismal. It was fucking terrible. I mean, the Wolves game was terrible, but that last week was absolutely horrific.
They were bad, weren't they?
We are a mid-table team with a mid-bottom table championship manager at best.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fucking long, long season. I honestly, I mean, people are laughing at me. It's like, Suggsy last night, he still thinks, oh, they could get fifth. I cannot see Tottenham being in the top eight.
I can't either. Not on that display, anyway.
They've conceded the most chances in the league. They've created the least chances in the league, and that comes when you've played three of the games have been against Watford, Wolves and Palace, you know, hardly great teams. I think we're going to be in. We're fucking terrible. We are absolutely terrible. The football is horrific.
I've already seen them. I saw them against City and I thought they were all right that day. They deserved the win.
Yeah, they were. And I think the crowd first day of the season helped them with that. And
yeah.
Yeah, no.
They haven't been like that since, have they?
Football since then has been absolutely terrible. They just don't create anything and they can't defend. I think they've created what they call big chances, one big chance, the same as Norwich. They're fucking useless. It's going to be embarrassing at the weekend. But so, Arsenal won. We called that. Ronaldo scored. Fucking moistness in Old Trafford, right on the death of half time. It must have been horrible being in amongst them all. Fucking hell.
Oh, God, yeah, they went mad, didn't they?
City won, Chelsea won. Liverpool won. Saints West Ham was the only one I think we got really wrong, wasn't it? That was
nil. Yeah, I went both to score on that and got nowhere near.
Yeah, so we got that nowhere near. But yeah, your card bets nicked a little bit of profit and co. Yeah. And on my main bet really was the Everton bet.
Yeah, Nap, and that one easy. So
nailed on, and I've got another one this week. Right, let's move in. Let's move on. Right, I haven't got a massive amount because a lot of the fixtures fall kind of big teams going to stuff small teams.
Yeah.
But we'll start with tonight's game, Newcastle versus Leeds. Funnily enough, in my little 4 o'clock devourings this morning, one of the first things I saw was Steve Bruce saying his family basically wanted him to pack in the job.
Oh, right.
So the way he gets treated and the non-stop, you know, I mean, it is Bruce out every week.
Yeah, and the pressure he must be under.
They think he's absolutely mental for carrying on, and he said, I'm not a quitter, so so that's it. But Newcastle, I had a little look at this one just now. When they've been in the bottom six, playing another bottom six team, it's happened 8 times in the last 4 seasons. And they're unbeaten. They've won 6 of those and drawn 2, losing.
All right.
I've said already, I think Leeds may be the team that are found out a bit this year. It was all new last year. I think teams will work them out.
I think you're right.
I think they may be a bit, and I'm not going to say as bad as Sheffield United, but no. A bit Sheffield United-ish, where, you know, sort of overachieved in the first season and fell away. Old Tom's now got his head in his hands, the old Leeds fan. But yeah, I couldn't back Leeds here. You know, the price is a 3.1 Newcastle, 3.7 the draw, 2.4 Leeds. I could not be backing Leeds at 2.4 here.
No.
Absolutely no chance. So Leeds are a lay for me. Anything under 2.5, I would be laying Leeds. So that's my view on that game. You, son?
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm not fussed on Leeds. They need to start to learn to defend. And I just think it's strange that they seem to attack whoever they're playing. They just go for it, and they get found out in the, you know, against Liverpool. We could have easily had 6 or 7. Man United should have had 6 or 7. And he doesn't seem to change his approach whoever they play. Mm. And I think he just needs to start looking at himself, to be honest. But that brings, as far as the game, I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm going overs. I fancy 3 or more goals in the game. Both teams have seen 3 of their 4 games gone over so far. Last season they met 5-2 in Leeds and 1-2 here. And it's been getting back that I've been looking at this all week, and it was 1.73. It's now 1.68. Sporting Index goes 2.95 to 3.15. So you need 4 or more if you're buying. So I'm taking 1.68 on the exchange for goals.
Right. Okay, son. Right. That's good. Good. Next up, Wolves versus Brentford. Wolves off the mark at Watford. Played very well against Spurs. I said, you know, we robbed that game. Said last week that the one thing they've got to do is start scoring goals because, you know, it's all very well playing pretty football, but you've got to put it in the net.
Yeah.
And obviously they did get a couple last week, Watford, when they Watford away.
Yeah.
And I think having got off the mark, they may be too good for Brentford here. But I couldn't back them at odds on. They're currently 1.94, and I just think I couldn't pin my mast there. But I do, you know, it's a gun to the head. I think Wolves might have a bit too much for Brentford here, but I don't like the price, so I won't be touching it as a bet. Over to you. That's it. That's all I've got.
Yeah, I looked at the price as well, and they were 1.99 earlier in the week, and they've been getting backed. And the way I see it, and I'm not tipping anything on the game, but if they'd beaten United 4-5-1 like they probably should have, what price would they be today for this game? Mm. And that's how I look at it. So I can see what you're saying about being odds on, but if they had scored what they should have done against the teams they played, and they weren't hard chances, they would be far shorter than they are. So if I was gun to my head, I'd be all over Wolves. But as you know, I tend to avoid that. So, yeah, it's a no bet for me, but I do think Wolves should win this game based on what I've seen. And I can understand why the price is coming in.
That's the ways of looking at football. That's very valid because they, you know, they certainly should have beaten us. And like you say, if they do beat Tottenham, do beat Man U, then yes, they probably would be shorter. But I think the price reflects the fact they struggle to get over the line. That's the, you know, that's,
yeah,
my,
that's the thing, isn't it? It's one thing looking good, but if they can't put the ball in the net enough,
yeah, that's my reservation with them. And Brentford are a team capable of scoring. It's, you know, yeah, there's certain teams I think, yeah, but I just think, yeah, not for me. One to, we both go Wolves, but no bits.
Yeah, and there was nothing on the cards, yeah, I've got nothing.
Okay, next is Burnley versus Arsenal. And again, Arsenal in all their woes. I mean, it's going to be fucking comical because they're going to beat us next week to go level on points with us. it's going to be absolute fucking horrendous for me, having been singing songs. And I do it to myself. I bring it on myself when we're singing and we're fucking nonsense and winding them up, because that is almost certainly going to happen. You know, we said it last week. Arsenal are a better side than the start of the showed. Played Chelsea, Man City. Got off the mark next last week against Norwich, as we said they would. You know, they have been in a period of shiteness, both the North London clubs have. And I think, but interestingly enough, they're again similar to sort of Newcastle. When they've been in the bottom half, which they have been a bit more in the last couple of seasons at Arsenal, but playing a team below them in the bottom six, that's happened 9 times in the last 2 seasons. Again, they're unbeaten. They've won 7 of them, drawn 2 of them. And I think they're one of those teams that you just look at in that position. It's just a false position. Arsenal aren't a bottom 4, bottom 5 football team. And I think they're big here. I think Burnley, you know, Burnley are winless, folded like a pack of cards against Everton. I think Arsenal win this, and I think they'll beat Spurs next week and go level on points. And I like the price. So for me, if you can get above evens Arsenal, I don't think it's one that you should avoid.
Right, and for me, I've got nothing, nothing on the cards and nothing on the goals. Head-to-head shows last 2 seasons, it's ended 1-1 and 0-0 here. I've got here, if pushed, it would be an away win or the draw. Obviously, I can't see them losing. I'd be going with what you said.
Okay, and then we've got Liverpool versus Palace. Last season in your seat, the seat you're sat in now, was Kevin Kelly doing, and this game came up, and he famously predicted the Palace win.
Yeah.
That's another one I had to get up and headbutt the wall after it had finished. are you going for the same? Are you going for the Palace win?
No, I'm not.
No, funny that. Yeah, I mean, this is Liverpool Palace, Liverpool 1.24, Liverpool win. Let's just fucking move on for me, unless you've got anything.
Yeah, the same. The prices are, you know, the bookies are understandably priced it quite low. Liverpool scored 9 over the 2 games beat them last season and 19 in their last 5 meetings. And okay, Vieira is there now, so maybe we'll try and be far more defensive, unlike Roy, and make Liverpool work harder for the 3 points. But I do think we'll get it in the end. For any that wanted a bet, I thought the only thing that was tempting was Jota at even money plus to get a goal, because I think we'll score 2-3, and he will have a decent chances in that game. So nothing for me, but if anyone was wanting a bet, I would be going for Jota at even money.
Okay, all right. And then similarly, the next game, City-Southampton. Again, absolute waste of time. City win. Move on for me.
Yeah, exactly the same. And this is even more straightforward, isn't it, than the other game. Again, the odds are too low for anything that I would like to look at. So, yeah, and there's nothing stands out in the card. So, yeah, again, nothing for me, and a clear Man City win.
Yeah. And then the two teams again that are going down are playing each other. Norwich playing Watford. I haven't got a bet. Think what Norwich are a bit short at 2.26. Watford looked pretty terrible against us, to be fair. Lost again last week home to Wolves. I just think they're two shit sides, and if gun to me, I guess I'd go for a draw.
Yeah, I do have something for this.
Go on.
Watford to get 2 or more cards, or over 1.5 team cards. Watford have got 3 cards in 3 of their 4 games in the league so far. In the head-to-head shows last season against Norwich, they got 4 cards home and away. And overall, in the last 20 away, they've averaged 1.95 cards a game. So I think Bet365 go 1.8. It was 1.83 yesterday, so it's got back a little bit. Sky go 1.8. I think it's a really good bet.
Okay, well done. All right, Sam. Villa versus Everton next. I do think Everton are going to be in real shout of that fifth spot, I think. I don't think any of them are going to touch it, as I've said. I do like Benitez as a manager. I just think he gets his teams doing what they need to do. Started brilliantly, in effect, three wins out of four. Since Villa returned to the league, they've played 17 home games, placed in the bottom half against teams in the top half, and they've only won three of those 17. I don't think Everton lose this game. Certainly don't think they lose it. And for me, it's 2.48, 2.52. Again, if I could lay Villa at 2.5 and under, I'd lay Villa and have the draw on side. That's it from me.
Right, for me, I've got a couple of bets on the game. Villa have won just one of their four so far, but I like that they have scored in three and should have scored in their match with Chelsea 2 last time out. Everton are really impressed, as you said, so far this season under Rafa, and any doubts the fans had about him surely must have eased plenty by now. They are unbeaten in four and scored two or more in all of them. And I like that they've conceded in three of the four as well. And for me, both to score, it's a lovely bet at 1.81 on the exchange. So I'll be taking both to score at 1.81. And then I like Aston Villa at a lovely price to get a couple of cards, that over 1.5 team cards. Aston Villa so far this season have got at least three in three of the four played, an overall of 11 cards. Last season they got two for Everton home and away, and I've hit two cards in the last four here for Everton. And at home, seven of the last 10 that has landed as well. Bet365 go 1.8, Skybet go 1.57, which to me is more relevant to what sort of price it should be. And Sporting Index go 19 to 22, so 10 points for a yellow. So that's a red or three yellows. So 1.8 Bet365 stands out quite a bit to me.
Okay, right, nice. Best of luck. Brighton-Leicester. Brighton also, you know, three wins in four, good start. You know, my views on them over time, and they will tail away, do not worry. I think if Brighton finish above Spurs, we might as well fucking fold it all in up at North 17 and fucking move on. As a bet here, I couldn't split them on the prices. I genuinely couldn't split, and the market can't really. 2.78 Leicester, 2.86 Brighton. I think they're both going to bounce around a little bit and vie for favouritism almost. But I do think the overs is too big here at 2.28 when I looked this morning. So this is one for me to back over 2.5 goals, drip it in through the first 10 minutes. If a goal goes in, just sit on it. And if another one goes in, then green up. If you get back to a place to scratch, then scratch it. But the price for overs is too big.
And I've got nothing. I think it's a really hard game to call as far as who wins it. I don't see Leicester losing, but I don't think they've been that convincing so far this season either. But yeah, I've got nothing on the goals for me and nothing on the cards either.
Right, okay, son. And then we've got West Ham against Man United. Should be a good game. United beaten by young boys in the old midweek. You've got to laugh. You've got to laugh, haven't you?
I did when I saw the last minute goal.
I didn't see the guy. I just saw the result and saw that they Ronaldo scored again, but they got beat. And obviously West Ham, good win last night. How will Thursday night football affect West Ham's league form? It's all new for them, but I think being early in the season at the minute, they're not exactly going to be dying of jaded. See what they're like.
No Antonio, is there?
No Antonio. Seeing Christmas. I haven't got a bet. If somebody forced me to have a bet, I think United are probably a little bit short at 1.85. I certainly wouldn't want to be backing them at that price. So I'd ultimately probably want to lay them, but I haven't got that strong a view on it. That the one thing West Ham don't tend to beat these big sides. It's just, you know, they've turned in some good performances, but you don't see them rolling over City, Chelsea, Liverpool, United. So, and even when they've taken the lead or look like doing it, I remember watching, I think, United last season before, and I think they took the lead and looked good and ended up just losing 3-4-1 in the end. I just think, you know, I still maintain I don't think Ollie's the man. I know people are going to say, you know, they've spent fucking fortunes. They've got a massive wage packet and he has got no excuses. He's got to deliver. And you're going to places like Young Boys and getting beat when you take the lead. You can't blame the players. It's for me, it's the management of that team and game management. And I just don't think he's the man for it. But I just think that's all I've got is they're a bit short for me.
Yeah, and I've got nothing. I was tempted on overs. But with Antonio out and he's their main focal, threat up front. And with him out, that's put me off. So, I've got nothing and nothing on the cards either.
Okay, mate. So I said it'd be a quiet week, didn't I?
Yeah.
But then we get to the Tottenham versus Chelsea, the 4:30 showcase kickoff. And I can't quite believe my eyes that Chelsea are 1.79, I'll be honest. I think it's a big price. And the FTS, sponsored by Guinness, Fill Your Boots, Bet of the Week, is back Chelsea. It's going to be fucking embarrassing. I'm taking my boy, and my boy on whatever, however many visits he's made to this stadium, is yet to see Spurs win a game. And I've told him not to expect that to change on Sunday, because it won't. I think they're massive. I just think Chelsea, you know, we've said it, they're going to be right there. The addition of Lukaku. Tottenham are fucking terrible. It's that we don't beat them when we're not fucking terrible. So God knows what's going to happen. We're going to get absolutely mauled on Sunday. And I just think they're, you know, when you look at 185 United or West Ham and Chelsea are nearly the same price to beat our shit, then I think Chelsea are my Fill Your Boots, better than FTS. But I've got to think of a sponsor. We need a sponsor for it. FTS, sponsored by Guinness. Better of the Week, Fill Your Boots. There you go. We got one in the bag with Everton last week. I fully expect Chelsea to follow that in this week. Over to you.
Yeah, I think the same about Chelsea. I don't know. I've just got in my head 0-2. I just fancy them to win 2-0. But as far as goals, I wasn't going to do anything. Obviously, City were expected to go there and win and didn't. So I was half tempted to do Chelsea team goals, but I've not done it. And I looked at cards and I was so hoping the odds were better, because Tottenham would get at least two cards. They've done it in all four league games so far. The odds are really low. And Marathon Bet hadn't priced it up yet, who are normally quite generous, but obviously they do it a bit different to everyone else. So, yeah, I've got nothing for that game.
Yeah, I'm just going to have a... Just while I'm talking to you, just on that, I'm just going to have a quick look. So we've got Chelsea. Where are we in the league? Oh, we're there, aren't we? Yeah, so let's do that. And that. And that. And that. And just have a quick look.
Chelsea do look so good at the moment.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Just everything I look at from when Chelsea play Tottenham or Chelsea play teams similar to Tottenham. I can't see anything other than Chelsea winning. The stats back it up, and now they're even better than when those games are placed on. Yeah. And Tottenham are considerably worse. Last time we beat them was 2018, which obviously was when we were doing quite well.
Yeah.
And since then, we've been crap. So, yeah. So that's it from me. Yeah, I've got nothing else. I've got to try and deal with Dama Dama and get a fucking some bet files on. Once I've done that, then I'll be able to enjoy the weekend. I'm going to see a bit of Soul to Soul tonight.
Oh, I do remember then.
I don't. No fucking idea what I'm doing. This is one for the good lady. This is where I'm just going to go along and pretend I know what I'm doing.
I've definitely heard of them. I think I liked a few of their songs. I couldn't name one of them, but I do know them.
Yeah, and
I didn't realise it was still going, I've got to be honest.
I was hoping that there'd be a ton of football on, that I could just sit on my phone all day punting, but there's not there's not a massive amount on, unfortunately.
No.
So then I've got 4 days' work tomorrow. summer school, there's, I'm going to have a look now. I'll post any bits this afternoon for tonight, if there's any. I don't think there will be any. Obviously, that'll get going tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll. It's a week on from the infamous summer school rant. Well, I lost the plot. I've lost the plot a few times this week, I'm not going to lie. But that's the
I can talk from a listener point of view that they are entertaining. I don't like it for your health having a rant, but they are very entertaining.
Well, that was the first video version of it, wasn't it? That's the first video version of losing the plot. So there we go. Right, that's it. I'm going to let you all go. Thank you ever so much for coming on, Scott. Everyone else, have a lovely weekend. Good luck with your bets. We'll be back next Friday for as much more of the same. And I'll be back Monday, Tuesday to talk some more bollocks, I expect. Sing a few songs and talk some shit. Right, I'll speak to you all on Monday. I'm going to be back tomorrow. See, I do it every time. I've gone back tomorrow. I'm back tomorrow with a few stats and things. I'm fucking useless. I'll be back tomorrow morning to cover a bit of the European and lower league football. What a fucking idiot. Right, this is hanging around with them two. It's killed me. I will speak to everybody else tomorrow. Oh, and I've got to put the NFL on the Telegram.
Yeah.
I'll put that on this afternoon. I knew there was something else. Right, I'm going. Leave me alone. Arrivederci. Bye.
Bye.